Nature is human beings' first and last habitat, a habitat that is the epitome of the beauty of the Lord of the universe. And in each season, this beautiful habitat decorates itself in a unique way to somehow guide and comfort us humans. Hello, I'm Javad Gharai. I'm an Iranian explorer, and I will show you the beauties of my country in the journeys I go on to the most amazing places in Iran. I have traveled in the wilderness during different seasons, to mountains and deserts, to valleys and forests. But if I'm to search for various colors in nature during a season, that season would be autumn, and that wilderness would undoubtedly be the old Caspian Hyrcanian forests in the north of the country. In autumn, nature paints the forests in northern Iran 1,000 beautiful colors, and gifts our eyes with inimitable scenery. Scenery that can only be seen for a few days or a few weeks each year. In spring, there is no trace of the beautiful colors seen in these forests in autumn. But in spring, in the highlands of the forests, in a place they call Darmarz, there is unique scenery awaiting explorers in love with nature. This time, I've traveled to the highlands of Mazandaran province, and I'm supposed to go along the 60-kilometer Rudan route in the highlands of Darmarz in the Alborz Mountains, which means I'll be traveling in highlands, even higher than the Caspian Hyrcanian forests. On this route, which I have included the most beautiful scenery, we will pass through forests, cow pens and villages, and eventually reach the highlands of these forest-covered mountains. I hope that we'll be able to end this trip without any problems and manage to capture the most natural and beautiful spring landscapes in the highlands of Mount Alborz. In the very beginning, I met a kind herdsman in the region who guided me.
منطقه رو شما بهش میگید اینجا رو
اینجا رو میگیم لزبنک
لزبنک آره ما میخوایم بریم به سمت گزنچال من شنیدم اونجا یه دریاچه هست اسم دریاچه چیه
والله تا اونجا بریم یه هفته طول میکشه دریاچه که ما میگیم اثر
اثر شما به دریاچه های فصله میگید اثر
یک و دو ما دیگه خوش میشه
بعد تا گله بعدی یا تا گوسفندسرای بعدی شما سامون میگید تا سامون بعدی چه راه
گوسفندسرا که مال خودمونه زینه
زینه است آره. پس منطقه بعدی که ما بهش میرسیم اسمش زینه است
بعدی که بعد از زینه کلبسر
شما تا خود گزنچاری که ما مثلا یه هفته طول میکشه بریم شما چقدر
I have traveled across a part of this route which I will now be going along in autumn and now I'm going to merge a new route with the old one to reach my final destination which is the seasonal lake in Gazanchal I was emotionally and physically prepared for this program because the route is a very long one and one should be well prepared for the possible challenges that lie ahead along the way. The weather in spring was cold in the highlands of the mountainous forests and neither one of the stock breeders had yet migrated there. But the weather inside the forest was pleasant and the first village I reached, thanks to the stock breeders from Mazandaran, was full of life.
سلام حال شما چطوره خوب هستی شما خسته نباشید قربون شما زنده باشید
قربون شما خیلی ممنون
خوبی خوشی قربون دارم اسم شما چیه
کوچیک شما علی
علی آقای عزیز علی آقا اسم این سامون چیه
اسم اینجا رو میگن کربن
کربن بالاخره بعد از حدود 6 7 ساعت پیاده روی رسیدیم به اولین سامون منطقه که اسمش کربنه خیلی اینجا زندگی میکنن یا نه
هفت هشت خانواری هستن
هفت هشت نفری با زن و بچه یا بدون زن و بچه
این روز داره مجردی هست
میتونیم با زنتون بشیم اینجا نه
بخدا خدمت شما هست
بخدا اینجا با سلام سلام شما هستید
شما خوبی
سلامتی اسمتون چیه
هوشنگ
آقا هوشنگ علی آقا با شما نسبت دارم هوشنگ
سلام میبرم
به سلامت من ما شاء الله ما مزاحم شما شدیم ببخشید
خوش اومدید
بشینیم اینجا اوه چه داغه چی اینجا چیکار کردی علی آقا این چیه
نونه
کلبا از همون نونای محلی که مازندرانی استفاده میکنن خب شما خوب هستید
باشن
این گوزاله اینجا چیکار میکنه چه باحاله چه وقتشه چه کوچیکه
الان دو سه روزه زدی.
دو سه روزه؟ چرا اینجا نگهش میدارید؟
اینجا باید جاش یه جایی باشه که
گرم و نرم باشه.
گرم باشه، هم تون گوشاله بزید.
هم مراقبش بزید.
اونجا لگد میکنن
از آن میکنن. چرا قشنگیه. خب بابا شنگ چند وقتی یه بار اینجا هستید؟ معمولا کیا اینجا کوچ میکنید میاد این بالا؟
ما الان اومدیم حدود 5-6 روز هستیم اینجا. در روز اینجا میمونیم میریم بالاتر.
به سمت یه علاقه بالاتر. علی شما باهاشون میرید؟
با هم میریم.
خب شما اینجوری به این شکل زندگی میکنید، زناتون همراهتون میسن، زن و بچه و اینا، اذیت نمیشید؟ همه کارا رو باید خودتون انجام بدید، تنهایید.
چیکار کنیم؟ کار ما همینه دیگه.
عادت کردیم.
هر چند وقت یه بار زن و بچه‌تون رو میبینید، خانواده‌تون رو، پدر، مادر، فامیل، هر چند وقت یه بار میبینیدشون؟
هفته‌ای، در روزی.
میرید و برمیگردید.
میریم برمیگردیم.
اونا هیچ وقت نمیان اینجا؟
اونا قبلا می اومدن، الان دیگه نه.
آقا مسیرم خیلی طولانی و سخت و صعب و دوره. کوهستان.
ماشین نمیاد.
درسته.
یاد روی داره. مشکل.
چای تشییدتون هم که به راهه و
مدرها
دست از اون بالا چیدید. دست صدا نکنه. همینجا راحتم که حالا همدیگه نشستیم زنده باشید. خیلی ممنون. که
اینطور. بریم چای بسات.
ممنون میشم لطف کنید.
نونو بگیرم برام.
وای وای این یکی از بهترین نونای کره زمینه. باور کنید دروغ نمیگم. این نون کلوا، کلوای مخصوص این مازندرانیای عزیزیه که توی این ارتفاعات زندگی میکنن. گله‌داراشون یه نون خیلی خاصی دارن. نگاه کنید ببینید. اوه چقدر داغه، واقعا داغه. نگاه کنید چه نونیه. هر چقدر بگم خوش عطره کم گفتم. هم خیلی خوش عطره و هم مطمئنم که خیلی خوش مزه و خوش طعمه، به خاطر اینکه با شیر تازه گوسفند و گاوای این منطقه و همینطور کره اینجا درست شده این نون، پخته شده و مطمئنا یکی از بهترین نونای دنیاست. بسم الله. فهمم.
قابل نداره.
مرسی. دست شما نکنه. به به. چای تشی یا چای آتشی شما چی میگید بهش؟ چای ایزومی؟
چای ایزومی دیگه فرق
نمی کنه. نه محلی زمان محلی چی میگید؟
چای محلی.
چای محلی.
تش سر چی؟
شما چی؟
تش سر چی؟
تش سر چای. درست میگم؟ تش سر چای.
تش سر
چای یعنی همون چای سر آتشی که مازندرانی به این به زبان و لهجه زیبای خودشون بهش میگن تش سر چای. علی آزاد کردن؟
نه.
اینجا صبح تا شب کار میکنید، کارتون دقیقا چیه اینجا؟
گاو میتوشیم، شیر رو میبازیم، ماست میزنیم، دوغ میزنیم، کره میگیریم.
ایزون بیاریم.
کلان فرآورده های شیریتون رو شما اینجا تولید میکنید و بعد میفرستید پایین. چجوری میبرید پایین؟ به این راه، به این سختی که فقط مال رو یه جورایی، چجوری میبرید همه بارتون پایین؟
با قاطر میبرید.
با قاطر. این خمره ها و این کوزه ها رو توی شهر میسازند. کسایی که سازنده این کوزه ها هستن برای این مردمی که اینجا زندگی میکنن بسیار حیاتیه، برای اینکه داخلش ماست میریزن و میزنن تا کرش در بیاد. اینا که خیلی کوچیکه. من خمره هایی رو تو داخل کلبت میدیدم که خیلی بزرگ بود. اونا رو با کولتون بیارید. خیلی جالبه. اون بهش میگید علی
دوشان.
بهش میگن دوشان. خمره بزرگ بهش میگن دوشان و اون خمره های بزرگ همون دوشان ها رو از عباس آباد تا بالای این کوه پشت کولشون میارن، فقط به خاطر اینکه قاطرها نمیتونن اونا رو حمل کنن، نه برای اینکه توانشون نمیرسه، به خاطر اینکه این قاطرها وقتی دارن توی مسیر میان این دوشان ها به صخره ها میخورن، به درخت ها اصابت میکنن و میشکنن و به همین دلیل مردم مجبورن اینها رو کول خودشون حمل بکنن و بسیار بسیار سنگین و بزرگه و کار خیلی دشواریه. علی چقدر طول میکشه اینو از عباس آباد تا اینجا بیاریم؟
اینا دو روز.
دو روز به پای من اگر باشه یه هفته شاید طول بکشه از شهر از اون پایین ارتفاعات پایین بیارم. هزار و الان تو ارتفاع 1800 متری هستیم از سطح دریای آزاد و 1800 متر دقیقاً از ساحل دریای مازندران اینا رو کول میکنم و تا این بالا میارم و یک مسیر بسیار بسیار طولانی رو هم میکنم و کار بسیار مشکلیه. خیلی کار تو سختی نه؟ خیلی.
The life of these people living in the midst of nature was a beautiful one, but it included many hardships and difficulties. Being far from their families, doing all the work such as cooking, looking after cattle and taking them grazing, milking the cattle and turning the milk into dairy produce such as butter and yogurt, and then transporting the dairy produce to the city. They were responsible for all the work that's required to be done under such difficult conditions.
شیر می دوشیم می بزیم. خب
دوباره
میریزیم تو کوزه
درسته؟
ماست میزنیم ماست که زنیم دوره های یکی هفتی باید ماست اونجا بمونه کهنه بشه
ماست کهنه باید
یه خود کهنه تر که بشه میریزیم داخل این بعد میکشیم دیگه
میکشید یعنی میزنید؟
آره
چقدر جالب
میکشیم این سرش میزنیم
سرش هم چوبی خودتون ساخته داره؟
آره
چیزهای عجیب و غریب اینجا پیدا میشه نگاه بکنید هیچ چی بگیدیم؟
کچول
کچول بهش میگن کچول خب این کچول رو خودتون با چه درختی؟ از چوبه چه درختی؟
همون درخت
افرا اینو میذارید و شروع کنید به زدن
این؟
خیلی سنگینه این همه جوش خیلی سنگینه وقتی توش پر ماس میشه وزنش دیگه وحشتناک میشه دو نفری میزنیم میشینیم این برابر رو
آره یکی میشینه اون بعد یکی میشینه
ده میشه
حالا اون چون
خالی هم قادر میشه چوب آه چوب زیرش باید بذاری
نه الان چوب زیرش هست
خب
اگه بزنی میخوره به چوب میشکنه
میشکنه
ما چوب میگیریم
درسته
چوب میگیریم داخلش ماس میزنیم حدودا نیم ساعت تا 45 دقیقه میکشیم
بله
یه میمونه آب اضافه میکنیم بعد یه 20 دقیقه میکشیم بازم
میکشید یعنی میزنید
میزنید
خب
ما میگیم میکشید
درست
دوباره
واقعا درست میگی چون میکشید
میکشید
خب
دوباره پیمانه آب دوباره اضافه میکنیم یه 20 دقیقه دیگه هم کشیدیم کره رو میگیم
After having a rest along with the kind men I continued the rest of my way so I'd be able to reach the next village before dark. It's not much further to the next village. I think I only have another hour's walk to get there. My team and I reached the next village after dark. We were so tired we fell asleep without even having dinner. Early the next morning, I awoke to the beautiful sound of birds. I walked around the village for a while, but I didn't have enough time to stay because I had to hike up the mountain another 8 hours to reach the next village. No trace of human beings was to be seen anywhere on the way, and this made the trip even more exciting. If a person is to travel through the depths of nature or go mountain climbing with confidence, they should first take courses in mountaineering and become physically and psychologically fit and prepared. The likelihood of having an accident in nature is quite high, and a nature explorer must be well informed and well prepared to face different incidents and challenges. Over the past years, I've faced many difficult incidents in nature, being buried under an avalanche, frostbite, falling off a mountain, being hit by a stone, facing floods, a road accident whilst traveling, heat exhaustion, heavy storms and blizzards in the highlands, and being lost in the mountains. Even the fall of a guide's horse could have caused my team members great danger. Thank God I survived all those incidents. I don't think we'll face any problems on this trip in particular because the route has been designed and it's on the GPS as well. But if for any reason I lose my GPS or if its battery goes dead or breaks down, I have an additional map,
a topographic map and a compass, and I can easily find my way and get to my desired destination. But in the wilderness, it's not always easy to keep to a path or easily traverse it. The path that we've designed could be blocked due to an avalanche, falling rocks, or any other condition that would prevent us from continuing along that route. I always have an alternative route to return on and or reach my destination in case of such circumstances. It's the same for this route and this program. I have an additional route designed so I won't encounter major problems. I usually try not to rely on a GPS or a map because the local residents in this region are the best option to learn about the paths. And of course, we should know the paths well. You are not always lucky, and there's always the risk of a fatal accident for anyone once they step into nature. Many nature explorers have lost their lives due to a lack of awareness and preparedness, or lack of equipment, clothes, or food. Spring is also the season of rainfall and hazardous thunder and lightning in the highlands of the mountains. I always check the weather condition on weather forecast websites before traveling into the wilderness. This time, however, I couldn't depend on forecasts beyond 5 days, given the length of my trip. But a backup team in Mazandaran was in touch with us every day, and they knew about the route we were traveling on so that they could come and assist us in case of a problem or incident. Over the past 3 days, I've traveled a long distance from behind these mountains, along the highlands and timberline, and reached the valley down here. And eventually, after passing through several villages and traveled below the snow line there, and got to this area. I think I have another 2 hours to go before reaching the next village. As I heard from the cattlemen down there, the next village is crammed with flowers. It's extremely pretty and beautiful landscape can be seen from up there. It's like that over there. I finally reached the next village, which is called Sichani. I've traveled a very long way to get here. I have sweat like mad and my clothes are all wet. Whenever we sweat in the mountains or our clothes are soaked, we should immediately change, dry our clothes and our body, because the weather up here is very cool, or rather cold, and there is a high chance for a mountaineer or nature explorer to catch a cold. If a mountaineer or a nature explorer catches a cold in such a remote place, which is quite far from any city or village, the situation will get complicated and they would encounter problems. I have to change my clothes as soon as possible. This place is a very beautiful landscape. Take a look. It's packed with flowers. The Sichani village was a village with a beautiful landscape. If I hadn't managed my time well the other day, we would have reached this village after dark, or we'd have had to set up our tent and sleep on the way. I had to pitch my tent so I wouldn't have to search for my equipment in the dark. One of the most important things that one should observe while mountaineering or nature exploring is being organized, because the slightest mismanagement in planning can cost you dearly. I usually never light a fire in the wilderness because Wood found in nature is very precious, and it takes years for a tree to produce this amount of wood. But if I badly need one, a fire that is, I use a small amount of firewood or small dry broken branches to set up a small fire to warm myself or to heat my food in case I don't have a stove handy. But it is better that we never light a fire in nature or use precious wood for a fire unless it's absolutely necessary.
این چوب هایی که بسیار ارزش زیادی دارن رو ازشون برای آتیش استفاده نکنیم مگر برای نیاز بسیار ضروری.
It's extremely cold and I can hear the wolves howling.
زوزه گرگ ها.
I can't tell you how well I slept last night. I slept rather well, despite the cold weather, because I had the proper equipment and my sleeping bag is very warm. I'm quite sure that today is going to be a very good day for me and my team. I'm sure that we can capture beautiful scenery in this region. It's still cold, but I'm sure it'll get warmer. The sun will rise in half an hour. The next morning, after exercising and having a big breakfast, I continued on my way. The sights I saw of my beloved Iran were extraordinary. Being in nature gives you an extraordinary fresh feeling. Our team was able to capture the most beautiful scenery on the way, and I took awesome pictures of nature. There was a sea of cloud under my feet, and I felt like I was flying. I've walked a very long distance to get here, and I still have a long way to go before reaching Ghazanchal Lake. But whenever I set foot in the mountains, in general while mountaineering and exploring nature, there is one important thing. In fact, it's a rule. We have to drink water before we get thirsty. We have to eat something nutritious and energetic before we become hungry, so it's absorbed and turned into energy. And we should rest before we get tired. If we fail to do any of these things on time, our body will fatigue and become thirsty and hungry. And if that happens, we won't have the stamina required to hike through these beautiful mountains. So we should always obey these rules when we are in the wilderness. After navigating a mountain pass, the hard part of my journey started, and I incredulously realized that my predictions had gone a bit wrong. The rocky path in the highlands was still blanketed in snow. Even if my team and I managed to get across the glaciers, there is no doubt that the mules carrying our foodstuff and equipment would be unable to pass those dangerous glaciers without falling off the first one. One of the most important tips in nature exploring is to never take risks. The most important duty of a nature explorer is to return safely, even if it means not completing the entire journey. All the team members should think of their own safety and the safety of their fellow mountaineers, because many people are awaiting our return at the foot of the mountain, and one wrong decision could cost the team members their lives. Unfortunately, many mountaineers lose their lives just because they seek to reach their destination at any cost. But I never take any risks in the wilderness. I quickly changed my route. Thank God the camera crew and I were able to come here and enjoy this untouched natural beauty that God has created for us. I hope that you get to come to this wilderness someday and see what we're now witnessing and enjoying here. Get the same peace of mind that I did by seeing God's natural creation and be grateful for being healthy. This place is overflowing with flowers and sheer beauty. The natural beauty that greeted me this morning will not remain untouched for very long. Unfortunately, the plants covering this area will be totally destroyed in 25 days when cattle migrate up here from the summer quarters in the lowlands. This is due to high consumer demand on Earth. Mankind's consumption pattern has totally changed and meat consumption has sharply increased. The rise in meat consumption pattern changes, and global population growth have sharply boosted demand, and this high demand has led to the destruction of the environment. I think our consumption pattern needs serious change so we'll be able to preserve the remaining patches of wilderness for future generations. It's now been raining for about 2 hours. There have been heavy showers and hail. Unfortunately, in this bad weather, two of the mules that were carrying our belongings broke from their lashes and left to the foot of the valley. Bahram, our guide, has gone after them. I hope he can find them. I don't know where they have gone, but we will face serious problems if they are not there, because we've got a lot of luggage and all our foodstuff is with them. I hope we don't face any problems. Before coming to this region, about 6 or 7 days ago, I checked the weather forecast with the weather department. The weather was okay, sunny or partially cloudy, with showers at times. That's what the weather forecasters told me. But our problem is, we'll be staying here for 10 or 12 days, and we can't tell what the weather is going to be like in 10 days or even a week. We are now experiencing intense rain. And this always happens to nature explorers who stay in the wilderness for a long period. And they need to be cautious about it. I never walk outdoors when there is thunder and lightning. In fact, when there is thunder and lightning, we try to reduce our height as much as possible. If there is rain, snow, and hail, we try to take shelter somewhere because we'll face problems if our clothes, food, and equipment get wet. It may even endanger our lives. That's why we try to be very cautious. For now, our biggest worry is Bahram, who hasn't returned yet, and the two mules that have gone missing. Bahram, buddy, can you see the mules? Did you find them? We've been waiting here for a long time. What's up? Keep us posted. With difficulty, Bahram found the two mules despite the rainy weather, returned them to the village, and we were all relieved.
Bye. I have made dinner tonight because cooking is not that easy when you are in the wilderness for such a long time. After heating the prepared food on the stove, I'll make sure that I collect all the garbage and compress it. The net weight of this food is about 500 grams, and the container weighs 70 to 80 grams or 100 grams at most. When it's compressed, it becomes this small. Over the past few days that we have been out here, we've collected and compressed all our garbage. We've wrapped them all in a plastic bag because we have no intention of leaving behind any negative trace of ourselves in this pristine wilderness. I would never want a nature explorer to set foot into the beautiful place and come across the garbage we or any other person has left behind and feel bad about it, because nature is our natural habitat and the epitome of God's beauty. I don't think any person would intentionally want to pollute the epitome of God's beauty with the garbage they leave behind. I was expecting a clear sky packed with stars, but the weather in May is quite unpredictable. There have been sudden changes in the weather condition, and there was thunder and lightning around us, which made me a bit worried. But the weather has become a bit better now. It's almost 10 o'clock at night, and we are 2,850 meters above the sea level. Despite all the dangers that exist in the wilderness, I'm not willing to substitute living in a small cottage for a night without electricity, water, phone. Of course, fountain water is available with the stressful life in a city. When one steps into nature, they really have a lot of fun because everything is very plain and simple. It's really simple. We eat simple food, we behave simply, we treat others in a simple manner, and this shows that simplicity brings us peace of mind. I hope we can manage to live a simple life in the city and reach some sort of peace of mind through the simplicity of our lives. Now it's time to sleep, and there is nothing but simplicity and love sleeping in such a down-to-earth place. What a pleasant sleep. Good night. Remember that the sleeping bag you use in the wilderness must be a very good one. Otherwise, you won't be able to sleep well, and if you fail to sleep properly, your day will be ruined. See how beautifully they have carved out this tree log and placed it on this fountain to preserve water here and to be able to use it on this side. This fountainhead is providing us with very clean water that's extremely cold, really cold and very pleasant at the same time. Water found in the lowlands can poison you. Always drink water from a fountainhead, so you experience the pleasure of drinking water from a natural fountain. I'm not willing to exchange a glass of this water with the water I drink in Tehran. I left the cottage early in the morning and continued on my way. The weather was once again turning bad, and a strong wind was blowing. The next day, when I called Tehran, I discovered that a storm had ripped through the capital, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Unfortunately, one of my fellow citizens was killed in the storm.
یا جواد یخ زدم جواد منم داره پرتی کنه
wasn't a good one, and we couldn't stop in any place because there was a danger that our mules would fall down. In this bad weather, we had to go faster. Heavy rains and strong winds started. I was gradually sensing the danger, and it was likely that something would go wrong. But we changed our route slightly because of the thunder and lightning, and continued walking on our lower path. Spring is the season for storms and thunder and lightning, and mountaineers can face danger at any moment. I passed by another village in order to kill time. My GPS is telling me that I still have another 9 kilometers to get to Asa, or the Gazanchal Lake. It's still a long way away. Take a look at this. What a huge mushroom. It's as big as a soccer ball. There was plenty of thunder and lightning and hail. This is the first mushroom I've seen here. Oh my god, look. It must be about a kilo. I want to have grilled mushroom. It's clear that there was a lot of thunder and lightning in the region last night because I came across many mushrooms as I was hiking. Some of these mushrooms, though, looked very strange. Feeling glad about finding something delicious for dinner, I continued on my way. The weather was foggy and it was getting rather difficult to continue hiking in the rain when we got to a shelter made of stones. Uncle Taleb was the only shepherd who had migrated to this region and he gave me tips concerning the rest of the way.
سنگ چین خوب خسته نمشم بسره بفهم بشینید شما خوبید؟ سلامتید؟ چند وقت اینجایی همون طلب؟
دفعونزر
از اینجایی اینجا خیلی بکشه ارتفاع اینجا حدود 2700 متره و یه خورده بالاترش برف داریم و فکر بکنم الان 5-6 کیلومتر دیگه برسیم به دریاچه یا اصل گزنچار همون طلب تا دریاچه چقدر راهه تا اون
دریاچه خیلی راهه
چشم تا اصل به قول خودتون
اصل اون بره جورسره دی
جورسره هم خیلی راهه
نظره بونه بره
بعد هوا تو این هوا میشه رفتش
رو نه
اصلا نمیشه
نه نه تونیم بشه
عجب چای آتشی دوست یادید سلام سلام
سلام
سلام و زحمتکشی که میبینید مردان طبیعت ایران همین محیط‌بانانند فقط محیط‌بانانند که واقعا مردان طبیعتند و انصافا تمام اون چی که خداوند زیبایی‌هایی که توی طبیعت خلق کرده محیط‌بانای عزیز ایران هستن که با جانبرکفی انصافا دارن ازشون حفاظت میکنن و با چنگ و دندون اون چه که خیلی کمه و چیز دیگه ازش نمونده دارن حفظش میکنن برای آیندگان ما. اسم شهید شما چیه؟
من نارز زمزنی هستم. هوا خراب، شما به هیچ عنوان اصلا برای دیار سر حرکت نکنید چون رعدبرق شدیدی داره میزنه.
رعدبرق خیلی زد. این رعدبرق گفته اینو من توی مسیر دیدم، رعدبرق خیلی جلو داشت میزد. و من اینو دیدم که در اومده بود. این خوراکیه نه؟
خوراکی اول بود، اولی که از خاک اومد بیرون میتونستیم استفاده بکنیم چون تازه بود. من تا الان دیگه والا گفتن کنه شده دیگه، پیر شده دیگه، با حال مالیا دیگه پیر شده.
نمیشه خورد؟
نمیشه دیگه، سمیه دیگه، داخلش پر شده. غافل.
یعنی من شکم و صابون زده بودم برای خوردن این قارچ.
نه 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 پیر ببه.
پیر ببه. اما طالب میگه ما بهش میگیم پیر ببه.
دیگه ریستیفی شده.
ریستیفی شده. بس نمیشه خوردش. حیف شد. خیلی حیف شد. چقدر سنگینه، یک کیلو وزنشه. این هم از قارچمون از دست رفت. بسیار خوب، پس ما همینجا میمونیم تا هوا خوب بشه.
بو میره خودم.
Eventually, we agreed to go somewhere near the lake with one of Noruz's friends. I traveled a very long way over the past days to reach the lake. Not at any cost, of course. Up to now, my team and I have been feeling alive and kicking, and we are eager to see the lake for ourselves because we're not that far away from it. After driving several kilometers in a car in the mud, he thought it wasn't wise to continue on the path, and we agreed to set up a tent. But the weather became so bad, one of our tents was torn apart by hail. My team and I made every effort to capture the beauty of the Mazandaran Highlands and eventually reached the beautiful lake in Gazanchal. But it was totally unwise to continue our journey in such weather, because potential circumstances can undoubtedly be highly dangerous for the team. The most important thing while mountaineering is to make sure that all the members of the team return home safely as a priority, even if it means not reaching the final destination. I was now quite sure that continuing our journey to the lake would be a mistake because the local weather bureau had forecast very harsh weather for the next 3 days. But I thank God for a fortuitous journey over the past 12 days and managed to reach an area only 4 kilometers from the lake and capture the beautiful spring landscapes of the Mazandaran wilderness in the process. The bed of the river has become our path, and that's become extremely dangerous. Our car almost overturned several times, but Ali Farrash is one of the best off-road drivers in Mazandaran province, and in Iran, of course. He's done a great job till now. Thank you, Ali dear. You've done a great job. Look, this river has been completely washed away. It's all stone and mud. I left the highlands of Mazandaran on behalf of all Iranians without leaving behind any garbage or destructive trays, hoping that the remaining small patches of Iran's beautiful natural wilderness can be preserved.